Now the U.S. military is moving aircraft and ships into position to help deliver humanitarian supplies to victims of this cyclone. But U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says nothing will happen without permission from Burma's military government. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Burma to postpone its constitutional referendum and focus on cyclone relief. Four relief flights from the UN World Food Program arrived in Burma today, but because of the Burmese government's wariness of outsiders, the overall aid effort remains frustratingly slow. The World's Katie Clark reports.
Aid agencies normally expect to fly in experts and supplies within 48 hours of a disaster. In the case of Burma, it's been 6 days since the cyclone struck. And for the survivors, the situation is becoming worse, not better. There are reports of malaria outbreaks, and fears are growing of waterborne illnesses surfacing due to dirty water and poor sanitation. Greg Barrow is a spokesman for the World Food Program. He says the amount of aid that's gotten into Burma is very small compared with the need.
We had hoped that more flights would have arrived by now. We had some very positive signals. We've been negotiating with the authorities in the country to not just get relief supplies in, but also to get extra staff to try to expedite the delivery of visas that will allow us to get more personnel on the ground. And ultimately, there'll have to be discussions about getting the logistical capacity, things like helicopters and boats in, to deal with this crisis.
The problem has been Burma's apparent unwillingness to grant entry visas to aid workers and to expedite customs processing of relief supplies already in the country. That despite claims earlier this week the government would welcome help from outside. Jennifer Quigley with the U.S. Campaign for Burma says the military junta is dragging its feet on the visa issue for several reasons. Chief among them, she says, is the fact that the regime would rather keep a veil drawn across its country.
One of the reasons would be of the five areas inside Burma that were declared disaster zones, two of them are armed conflict areas, and the regime has been carrying out a campaign of ethnic cleansing against those local populations. And so they don't really want the outside world to have exposure to meet these people, to learn about the atrocities that the regime has committed against them prior to the cyclone.
Quigley says the junta's response so far is characteristic of its general disregard for the lives of ordinary Burmese.
Who else in the world, when a natural disaster happens, doesn't allow aid to reach the people to save their lives?
Alan Rabinowitz offers a different perspective. He's head of a group called Pansera, an organization that's worked to save tigers in Burma and elsewhere. Rabinowitz has made dozens of trips to Burma since 1995 and says he's worked with many of the generals now in charge.
Frankly, I was very surprised that this government so quickly said that they would open up to outside assistance. Just that statement was very uncharacteristic of them, and it really showed that they were scared and worried and knew the extent of the disaster, at least in terms of food supplies.
Rabinowitz believes the reason for the delays in allowing aid workers in are less sinister than many are inclined to believe.
This has been a closed country. The whole mindset is such that they have shut themselves off from the rest of the world for decades. So the whole system in place, including the bureaucracy which physically gives out visas, is an extremely tedious, slow one made to have hurdles.
Rabinowitz doesn't excuse the junta for the way it's treated its people, but he says it's not fair to criticize the government in this case for not being able to turn its system around on a dime. Still, others are cautioning that in the face of such a massive human crisis, governments and NGOs should treat Burma as apolitically as possible. The tragedy shouldn't be an excuse to pressure Burma on human rights. The goal, they say, should be to help those who desperately need it. Politics can come later. For The World, this is Katie Clark.